good afternoon. This is Greek Music Express, brought to you by the Voice of Greece. Our imaginary train is driven by our sound engineer, Kostas Kyriakakis, and by myself, Hercules Kanamou. Today, we'll be exploring a female singer who started in the context of the explosion of art song before delving deeper into tradition. Welcome aboard Greek Music Express. Our destination, Maria Luka.
Δεν είναι πως σε ξέχασα και πια δεν το αντέχω να σ' έχω μες στη σκέψη μου δίπλα μου να μη σ' έχω. Δεν είναι πως κουράστηκα για να σε περιμένω. Είναι που κι όταν είσαι εδώ πάλι μονάχη μένω. Στον ίδιο δρόμο βγάζει.
My colleague Makis Gartzopoulos and I had the privilege of interviewing Maria Luka some years ago, and this discussion will be our guide to Luka's life and ideas. She remembers, I started in 2000 at the age of just 18 and lived a big part of the older generation. I still retain the contact and feel that these people carry. I seek the opinion of the older artists, their interaction. The generation gap is not so pronounced, but in that generation, everyone got bogged down in his own work, which is why the difference with the younger ones seems so great. The generation from the 70s to 2000 was a bit lonely, a bit special, a bit more behind closed doors. Everyone had their own personal goal and project to pursue.
Να μην με βρει η αγάπη.
In contrast, the younger generation is more group-oriented, and this type of collective mindset reminds us of the Rebetiko generation of Tsitsanis and Vambakaris. There was anger and rivalry in them too, but there was also fermentation. So we return, in other words, to the connecting link that the previous generation abandoned. Circumstances, but also the worldview carried by the current generation, have forced us to return to teamwork, to camaraderie, to values and truths that we had forgotten, to the destruction of our ego. It is very important for a person to evolve and to confront his or her mirror. This generation will do it a little more, but without leaving behind the masterpieces that the previous ones delivered.
Τις τρέλες που έχω κάνει θυμάμαι και γελάω. Σε μέρη που έχω πάει και δεν θα ξαναπάω. Αθήνα, Μαδρίτη, νοικιαζόμενο σπίτι. Κι οι τέσσερις τείχοι ακόμα που σπάω. Μια σχέση που λείπει, μα υπάρχουν οι φίλοι. Κι όταν ξεφεύγω μου ρίχνουν σκαμπύλι. Και να είμαι εδώ στην ίδια ιδέα. Στην ίδια δουλειά που κρατάει ως αργά.
Έτσι οι μέρες περνούν. Τα χρόνια κυλάνε στους ίδιους ρυθμούς. Όλα πια μεταφράζονται σε αριθμούς. Μα κάπου κρύβεται η αγάπη και εσύ την ακούς.
Ανοίγω παντζούρια να δω λίγο φως. Αφού τόσα χρόνια ζούσα τυφλός. Είχα τα λίγα, ζητούσα πολλά. Να βγάλω λεφτά με λίγη δουλειά. Και τώρα στην κρίση χαθήκανε όλα. Τρώω τα χόρτα σαν να είναι μπριζόλα. Από την αγάπη μου χορεύω σε πάρτι. Και κάνω ταξίδια μόνο μέσα από το χάρτη.
Έτσι οι μέρες περνούν. Τα χρόνια κυλάνε στους ίδιους ρυθμούς. Όλα πια μεταφράζονται σε αριθμούς. Μα κάπου κρύβεται η αγάπη και εσύ την ακούς. Thank you.
μέρες περνούν, τα χρόνια κυλάνε στους ίδιους ρυθμούς. Όλα πια μεταφράζονται σε αριθμούς. Μα κάπου κρύβεται η αγάπη και εσύ την ακούς.
Έτσι οι μέρες περνούν, τα χρόνια κυλάνε στους ίδιους ρυθμούς. Όλα πια μεταφράζονται σε αριθμούς. Μα κάπου κρύβεται η αγάπη και εσύ.
Maria Luca adds about her crucial collaborations. Our friendship with Dimitris Karas goes back several years, and as a result of this, our collaboration came in 2011. We made a beautiful song, So the Days Pass By, which we had a lot of fun producing together with Fotis Andrikopoulos. It was a year that continued with our joint performances, and then another song came up, Still You're Here, which we decided to make available digitally through the internet for free. It's a friendship which is inspiring creativity, and we will definitely do more things in the future. Nikos Zournis is quite a big chapter in my artistic life because from the moment we met, we saw that our tastes match. I find it very easy to write together with Nikos. Now, he's gradually revealing his identity, which he will develop even more over time. He also released his second album, All Colors of Blue, with my participation in two songs. I think it's a very good album, like his debut one, Kilometers. Nikos is one of the people that I trust. In his songwriting, he has all the potential to leave very beautiful songs behind. I wish him to be as tender and sweet as he is now, both in his everyday life and in his songs.
Είδα στα μάτια σου σκιές και κάτι από κόσμες βροχές πάνω στο πρόσωπό σου. Είδα και κύματα πολλά σε αφρισμένη αγκαλιά, λιακάδα μόνο στην καρδιά και μέσα στο όνειρό σου. Αν δε σου μίλησε κανείς, άκου τα λόγια της βροχής που είναι δικά σου μόνο. Άκου το έρημο πουλί και το μελτέμι που θα'ρθεί να σε φυσήξει το πρωί και να μην νιώθεις πόνο. Άκου το έρημο πουλί και το μελτέμι που θα'ρθεί να σε φυσήξει το πρωί και να μην νιώθεις πόνο. Στα μάτια σου φωτιές και κάτι από κρύμνες ακτές πάνω στα βλέφαρά σου. Είδα πελάγι και νησιά σε ξεχασμένη αγκαλιά, λιακάδα μόνο στην καρδιά και μέσα στα όνειρά σου. Αν δε σε πίστεψε κανείς, άκου τα λόγια της βροχής που είναι δικά σου μόνο. Άκου το έρημο πουλί και το μελτέμι που θα'ρθεί να σε φυσήξει το πρωί και να μην νιώθεις πόνο. Άκου το έρημο πουλί και το μελτέμι που θα'ρθεί να σε φυσήξει το πρωί και να μην νιώθεις πόνο.
For me, being involved in music was a natural process. Ever since I can remember, I have been singing and living in music. My house was always filled with music. We listened to the radio a lot, my father played the bouzouki and sang, my mom did the same, my brother too. By the time I finished school, I knew that singing was what my life's condition had ordained me to do. I did my lessons at the conservatory, I was in the choir, I even passed the university entry exams so that I could go to Athens.
Είναι αργά και έχω κλειστεί από νωρίς το σπίτι κι είδα το φως σαν το ληστή. Απ' το φεγγίτι κι όπως χαλά η θάλασσα ονόματα της άμμου κι εγώ βαθιά σε χάλασσα που σ' ήθελα κοντά μου και πήρα λίγο ουρανό απ' το μικρό φεγγίτι. Να σου στολίσω το κενό μέσα στο άδειο σπίτι. Τα δυο μου χέρια στην ποδιά κοίτω και μοιάζουν μόνα σαν δυο άρρωστα κλαδιά σε δέντρο του χειμώνα και κλαίω σαν μικρό παιδί που το έχουν αδικήσει. Μα Μα δεν θα ακούσω πια κλειδί στην πόρτα που έχεις κλείσει. Μόνο θα κλέβω ουρανό από το μικρό φεγγίτι και θα στολίζω το κενό μέσα στο άδειο σπίτι. Μόνο θα κλέβω ουρανό από το μικρό φεγγίτι και θα στολίζω το κενό μέσα στο άδειο σπίτι.
And Maria Luca continues, I always tried to be able to develop and have fun in what I was doing, to avoid having insecurities as much as possible, especially in a field that has lights, money, applause, and a lot of vanity, and to be able to have good interactions, both artistic and interpersonal ones. It's important to have a circle of people who are wholesome, down to earth. You have to have someone to pull your ear. Of course, that's painful too, because our desire sometimes gets dangerously high. I've been caught in the past saying to myself, Why do you think the other person needs to hear what you have written? Let time show. I tried to limit my needs and desires so that I could be calm and self-sufficient. I don't write for anyone to hear me. I write because I need to express myself through it. In my concerts, I have seen people of all ages being there and supporting what we are doing. We measure demand with numbers and figures, with record sales and money. That's not right. It doesn't diminish my desire for something just because I don't have the time or money to go listen to it. In the long run, that desire will be expressed. And if you don't get a full house one or two nights, it doesn't mean that what you're doing doesn't have something to say. We tend to view things commercially, and I don't like that logic. Imagine if Psara Adonis or Ross Daly operated by that logic. Think of all the great things we would have missed if, at the beginning of their career, they would have said, "I'm stopping because I don't have a big audience."
Στη βραδιά με χρειάζεται
πόσοι θα έρθουν και πόσοι θα φύγουν. Χαρτίνος ήλιος κι εγώ ζωγραφιά. Ζωή μου γελάς, τα μάτια μου κλείνω. Πάλι εσύ και παίρνω φωτιά. Πόσες φορές να ανθίσω τη νύχτα. Πόσες στιγμές να κλέψω κρυφά.
Maria Luca turns to her Cretan origins. After all, Heraklion, where I grew up, retains elements of a big province. Every time I go to my village, I go to the cafe to drink raki with my friends, take our instruments and sing. There's still a feeling of roots. I'll see people dancing, and I'm glad that more and more often I see young people working within the context of traditional dance and music. Once, I was in a village just outside Heraklion, in a cafe with a wood stove. We drank, sang, and danced from 3 in the afternoon till 11 at night. And as we were leaving, the lady who owns the shop told us the following very noble thing. Thank you so much for entertaining us today. What better compliment can you get?
Συννεφιασμένος ουρανός, μελαγχολία και καιρός. Κι εγώ σαν έρωτας για έρωτες μιλώ. Τρέχω στους δρόμους και το Θεό παρακαλώ. Αχ, Θεέ μου, φέρε μου εδώ. Να χορέψω στη βροχή και όλα μαζί του να γίνουν μια άλλη εποχή. Να σου πω έρωτα μου, να σου πω, είμαι εδώ να μ' αγαπάς, να σ' αγαπώ. Να σε δω ουρανέ μου, να σε δω στη στέψη σου με τα βουνά. Φέρε μου για παντοτινά τον έρωτα. Τριγύρω μου πετώ, βρίσκω αλλού μ' αλλού πατώ. Με ζάλισε του έρωτα η ομορφιά.
του ουρανού την ακεφιά. Ρωτώ τον κόσμο να μου πει για το ερωτά μου τη σιωπή. Κι όλοι μου λένε πάντα θα σε τυραννά. Θα φεύγει πάντα και πάντα θα έρχεται ξανά. Να σου πω ερωτά μου να σου πω.
It's not the same to wake up and see the tram, the tube and cloudy Athens as it is to wake up and see the beach of Amudara and the blooming fields. Crete has influenced me and continues to influence me. It's the place I love, simple as that. I love Crete because it is a living cradle of culture. Its roots are more alive. It's a place that is boiling, no matter where you go. Even the grandmother who sits and peels beans has inside her a very deep knowledge of Cretan music and culture. She carries it inside her. She carries it with great fluency and gentleness, and things continue to happen that are very important. Crete produces musicians. It has its own cradle that produces talented people at all levels, in music, in dance, and in culture in general. And that's why it's a place where I leave for a while to distance myself, but I always come back.
Φραχτές που χάστησαι, τους γκρεμίσανε.
εξανθάρεις ποτάμια απ' τα μάτια μου και ποτίσανε το χώμα κι όλα τα άνθια μου. Ρίζες βγάλαν οι αγάπες και δεν τρίσανε και τους φράχτες που είχα στήσει τους γκρεμίσανε.
Maria Luca concludes about her birthplace. I fell in love with Crete after I left the island. During the time I spent there, I was not very compatible with the Cretans or the Cretan way of life. I understood and got to know Crete after I distanced myself from it, and I started visiting the island with a completely different mindset, going to places I hadn't been to when I was there, seeing and talking to people that I wouldn't have if I had stayed there. So, my love is not due to my memories, it's due to the discoveries I made after I left. It's like a great love. When you lose it, you see what great things it had to give you. And luckily for me, I was welcomed back by that love. And it's not only Crete, there are many places in Greece that carry history and culture. I also have roots in Larissa from my mother, and Thessaly is a place that I love very much, especially for its music. I just have a little more familiarity with the sounds of Crete.
Μια σκοτεινή φυλακή ο κόσμος μας.
Maria Luca concludes, if you don't carry erratic love in your soul, you won't find the intensity of immortality to write music, because love carries this awesome sense of immortality that gives you wings and you can do anything. For me, this part of falling in love is very divine. I pray to God every day that I will always carry a divine love inside me that will keep me going. Now, if it is personified in certain individuals, it is a blessing, but it is still divine love expressed through it.
Thank you.
Well, I'm afraid that today's journey in the art of Maria Luca, with the help of an interview of hers by Makis Gardzopoulos and myself, has come to an end. It is time to kiss you goodbye with the "ah," this famous exclamation that expresses surprise, sympathy or regret. From our sound engineer, Kostas Kyriakakis, and from myself, Hercules Economou, peace and love, and keep believing in the miracle of Greek music.
Στα δυο σου χέρια που αγαπάς.